That should work.
Check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, yeah, it works. So, welcome to a new episode of Fusecast. I'm here with Parts of Can't Swim.
Hello, Fuse World.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
How are you out there? Sounds great.
Would you shortly just introduce yourself?
Sure, my name's Danny. I play guitar in Can't Swim.
And my name is Michael and I play drums.
Great. So we're sitting here in your van. The cars are driving by and the tram is driving by. Yeah, you can hear that now. And I picked out some random questions from very random to band specific, put them in a glass, and now they can pick the questions and answer them, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we're going to give it a shot, you know?
Yeah. Give it our best go.
All right.
Should I go for it?
Yeah,
here we go. Do you want to go first?
No, I'm
already going for it, honest. You know? Should I pick the top? Let's mix them around.
Okay.
Make it good. Yeah. You know, make it really good. I'm feeling this one for sure. All right, we have here, who's the girl on your old artwork? And was it an option to put her on the cover again? Do you know?
I know a little bit.
I think you should just tell your version of the story.
My version is Chris, the singer of the band. That's his ex-girlfriend from many, many years ago. It's really all in. Know it. I don't want to. I know a little more, but yeah. You need to take over because.
No, it's fine. It is Chris's ex-girlfriend. It was just kind of the idea that he had for the band, like years before the band was even a band, and then we kind of stuck with the theme when we had the full length first LP. We were like, oh, well, we should have Christina again, you know, and she was super cool about it, you know. She is friends with all of us, you know, everything's amicable. Everybody gets along, yeah. And after that. And an option to put her on the cover again. We thought about it, but we kind of just wanted to take a different direction. Just the second LP has a little more of a cohesive, different sound, a little bit heavier, a little bit darker. So we kind of just wanted to explore that even artistically. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I want to add another question at this part.
Yes, please.
Okay. I don't know if it's in there, to be honest.
Okay.
But so the artwork is very, very different to like a realistic face.
Right.
What was the idea, or is there an artist behind this that you want to mention?
Our very good friend Brendan Walters. He's a fantastic photographer, music video director. He works with the stars, you know. Actually, I think, yeah, he does like shoots for Green Day and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But super talented guy. You know, he's a buddy of ours, and he offered to do the photography on that LP. And yeah, that was just kind of the theme. We were just trying to start where the EP left off, you know. There definitely was talk of, you know, possibly all the records, you know, have Christina on them, and it just kind of shows the progression of, you know, as she gets older and whatnot. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll do it on the next one.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah, your turn, dude.
Yeah, it's great that I don't have to get inside and ask the next question.
No, so it's just totally talking. Fine.
This is the one right here.
I'm ready.
If I can open it. Okay. What's the best tune to listen to in the van? In parentheses, or are there different opinions in the band?
You know, what's the best tune to listen to in the van?
We kind of go through
we
phases.
We go through a lot. Yeah. You know, there are times when we're like, we have to listen to, you know, really, really heavy, like hardcore, like metalcore, new metal, basically anything metal.
Like today we were listening to Meshuggah.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Meshuggah. Yeah, we're obsessed with Meshuggah. I'm trying to find what's the thing that when it comes on, we all agree it's like the best song
this
of all
the
time.
One.
Yeah, honestly, it might. Yeah, any song that has a ridiculous breakdown, we're a big fan of it.
I just heard that your tour manager Spencer is like the indie boy.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's
so he's
him.
He's probably against it.
Yeah. No, I don't think he cares. I think he finds it fascinating, if anything.
And we're learning from him too.
Exactly.
With what he puts on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess it goes to say I should add that's kind of the common thread between all the band members. We all love heavy music. We all come from playing heavy music when we were teenagers and whatnot. Even though we all have super different tastes, that's kind of where we all align. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, because who doesn't want
same roots?
Doesn't want to get in the mosh pit, dude.
Right. You know, but then we can also jam some hip hop too.
That's true.
Yeah.
We love Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye
for sure.
Drake,
love Drake. Chance,
for
sure, big fans.
Yeah, we have a pretty. Pretty diverse taste.
Yeah, we're all over the place. Music, yeah. And CKY.
Yeah.
Just the one song, you know, with the riff. It's the best song. It's
the one.
It's literally the best riff ever.
It's the only one that matters out of any song ever.
It's actually the only. It was the first riff. Did you know that?
That was the first riff.
It was the first riff ever made.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's interesting.
CKY.
Stuff.
Well,
yeah.
They did it first.
You heard it first.
Mm-hmm. You heard it. I did. I was actually the first one to hear that.
Yes.
All right, I'm grabbing another question here. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got. Ooh, I think this is going to be good for you.
Wow.
Burger or pizza?
I could have it any day, every day. I'd say pizza. I think pizza.
I see that on you.
So many different types of pizza.
Yeah.
You can change it up.
That's true. That's a good point.
There's a lot of types of burgers, though, too. But.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like there's more variety in pizza, you know what
I'd
mean?
I'd say so.
You could go classic, you could go like taco pizza.
You could do deep dish.
You could even
thin
put
crust.
Deep dish. Deep dish is a Chicago style pizza. It's like a savory pie. Like
it's
a
like
pie.
A lasagna.
Yeah,
almost.
It's like lasagna pizza. It's delicious.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So like many layers of
oh yes.
Oh my
kind, yeah, kinda. Just like huge thick layers of like bread, then sauce, then cheese, and just more cheese. It's quite decadent. Chicago. They did
nice.
It first.
Oh yeah, like one slice is
yeah,
a
it's
pie.
Crazy. I might be crazy and say that you could probably put a burger on a pizza.
Oh wow!
You see,
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying.
So we just mashed the question together. We just fused
just trying
the
it.
Options together.
But I think we have a pizza burger in Germany. This like freezed, frozen. Version
oh.
by Dr. Oetker.
Oh, something. Is it like a brand? Like a oh, I see. Like yeah. you could just throw it in your microwave
yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
you gotta fantastic. Check that out. Yeah,
yeah that sounds pretty
I
good.
Don't
honestly,
know if it tastes good.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Is it my? No, you got. You got
to do another
question
one.
Now, dude. Get in here.
I'm gonna get one of these. Yeah.
Ooh, I see right.
this
seeing,
a, this
seeing
is
a lot
yeah,
of words.
The end
big
of the
piece
page.
Of paper.
No, it was the end of the page or the beginning.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you think you have found your final sound on This Too Won't Pass? I feel like it's very diverse and going into different directions on Fill You Again.
I think we have definitely found something that feels right for our band on This Too Won't Pass, you know? Fill You Again, as it says, was quite diverse, you know? We were sort of in a place where we were trying to make use of songs that we've already had, Chris already had, you know, for years and years, and just trying to put them all together in a way, kind of throw them at the, you know, throw it at the wall and just see what sticks kind of vibe, you know. And it was cool. It was cool to do a record like that. You can just, like, have fun and write whatever kind of songs you want. And then after that record, we kind of decided to take a more cohesive approach and say, all right, let's write a record that feels more like you can follow the theme, you know. As far as if it's our final sound, I feel like it's pretty there, you know? We might explore with getting a little heavier and a little darker.
Yeah, there'll be tiny differences,
yeah, differences.
And stuff going forward.
Yeah, but. For sure. Just like breakdowns. It's like brutal breakdowns, like 808
yes.
drop, like bass drops.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And like 18 China cymbals.
Yeah, at least 18.
Whoa.
Least
you guys 18. Hear? You just
I think this
it's
is still
throbbing.
Sort of open.
Okay. That.
Ah.
I loved that.
There we go.
It was like a
yeah,
song.
Nice.
It did like not just the two notes, but it was like nee noo nee noo. Dude, that was sick.
That was
yeah,
nice.
It sounds different.
Yeah.
Keeping it original.
That was like
yeah.
a. Was they
nice.
Did it here first, dude. Germany.
There we go.
It's crazy. Germany also got the first vegan burger at McDonald's.
That's right.
Germany.
Did you have it?
I had it.
How was it?
Unbelievable.
Well, what happened earlier, though?
I got screwed earlier, yeah. So
very stoked.
It literally was launched today, only in Germany. And I think at, like, noon is when it started. And then, whatever, I got there, like, as soon as the gates were open.
What to do in Germany.
Yeah, exactly right. Must go to McDonald's to get a vegan burger. And they gave me the wrong one. They gave me, like, the veggie patty, which is, like, the old one. So I just went to go to another McDonald's to get the real thing.
Round two.
Now I feel terrible after eating McDonald's twice.
But was it?
Only meals, but it was completely worth it.
Okay.
Completely worth it.
At least that it's... No. At least... No. What's the... As long as it's better than the veggie one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're
just
fine.
A complete mindfuck.
No, that's... I live in that state of mind at all times. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Okay.
I said it's from very random to specific.
I ask him that all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
You gotta go with T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go with the T-Rex, you know what I'm saying? The king of the...
It's the king of the jungle.
The jungle, prehistoric jungle.
Uh-huh, that's what they say.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
T-Rexes are nice.
They're nice, but...
They're big. Well, they're not nice.
And they're scavengers, too. They don't kill things.
It's true.
They just find the...
Oh, the
right.
So wounded, and they put them out of their misery.
Well, yeah, I guess... Yeah, that may not be good either.
Yeah, I don't... You know? To each their own, man.
Right, you know? He's just trying to live his life, or she.
Whatever. right, good point, right. Jurassic Park, they're all she's, but... Nature found its way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Favorite way to travel? Oh, maybe say your least favorite way to travel.
I'm fucking terrified of flying. I hate flying so much, and the only way that I can really deal with it is by drinking copious amounts of alcohol. So,
while not recommended.
Not recommended, but my does it work. It's incredible. Half the time I don't remember that I was flying, which is the goal. And yeah, I would say it's my favorite way to travel because it's fun.
I like how fast it gets you to places and how far you can go.
That's true. Flying is phenomenal.
And flying?
Yeah.
Oh, it is phenomenal.
I think it's crazy.
But
you know?
I think I prefer driving because I like seeing like the surroundings, you know, a lot closer up. When you're in the sky, you can't really
see the
see
whole
too
deal.
Much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you don't have a window seat.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I usually get the aisle because I get up 18 times.
Bathroom.
That bad.
I'm so nervous on a plane. It's crazy.
So coming to Europe was like...
I was in LA just before this tour started, and my home is in Salt Lake City, which is like a 3 or 4 hour flight. And unfortunately, I took a red eye home, followed by a red eye to New Jersey to meet up with the band, followed by a red eye... to here, landed in London, and then we drove for like 12 hours to get to Belgium for our first show. So I have no idea what's happening anymore.
Yeah, it's all blur.
I don't know who I am. I don't know what I am. All right, here we go. Is it my turn?
I think so, yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? Hmm. Who falls asleep first in the car?
Maybe we should say Charlie.
Yeah. You know...
Or Greg, maybe.
I feel like... I mean, I'm notorious for falling asleep in strange places. The car is not a strange place, though, but I do fall asleep a lot in the car. Charlie will sleep endlessly, though, for sure. Charlie's our tour manager from the States who is currently doing merch for us right now.
He can sleep anywhere.
He really can for hours.
There's always that one person that falls asleep and sleeps from the beginning to the end.
That's Charlie.
Today,
no matter what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day
he
so
literally,
far.
Yeah, he literally woke up the second we got here. I was like, all right, let's do it.
Let's
Germany,
go.
Here we go.
Which one of your records is your favorite and why?
That's tough. That's tough.
Because they all got their good stuff.
Yeah, they all got good things. I mean, I will say probably the EP, only because it was like very brand new, like approach to, or not a brand new approach, but just like a brand new experience. I had just met Chris like a week before or a week after he showed me the demos or whatnot, and then we went into the studio together and worked on it, and it was just a really cool experience to be able to do that. Yeah, I just have really good memories of working in the middle of the night in my studio in Brooklyn, and yeah, it was cool. It's cool to just make a record with like a friend, you know, and then it turned into this band somehow. So yeah, it was cool.
Three records deep.
Yeah, man.
I'd say I don't know. I like things off of all of them for sure, but mm-hmm. maybe this two won't pass.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite, the newest one. It's got a lot of bops on it. Mm-hmm. A lot of bangers on it.
Bangers.
A lot of mash.
Slaps.
Slaps.
Bongles.
Boobies, dongles if you need it for your iPhone,
if you need it so that you can listen to it, right? Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah
man, yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Might not be right either.
Yeah. Alrighty, next question is favorite thing about Germany.
Oh wow, okay.
Bingenberger.
Question mark, I know, right?
my dad's side of the family's from Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to
your home.
Be seeing like all the
Germans.
It's just cool to be here, and I'm like sending him pictures and he's like, oh my god.
Oh, that's cool.
You know. I wish he could see it. I wish he could come here, but we'll come here one day together, and it's just super cool seeing the old architecture and meeting all the locals and stuff, and The food is very nice.
Food is way good, oh, such yeah. as the vegan burger.
McDonald's.
McDonald's is real great. Yeah,
I think we're gonna.
It's incredible.
We're gonna go to that cathedral mm-hmm. down mm-hmm. there in a little bit. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
be cool.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I just love the vibe here. It's cool.
Yeah, everyone's
Germany's like cool. People here are cool.
Yeah,
I like that. You know.
Yeah.
And you can just drink beer wherever you want.
Yeah.
And no one's trying
to go outside.
Right, such as maybe during this podcast.
Oh.
Not pointing any fingers. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what this is. What is this?
Yeah, it's the Cologne beer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I love
they
that.
They can only, cool. they're only allowed to brew it in Cologne.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
This is an honor.
Tastes like shit.
Sorry. You know, it's used to what I drink. Sorry, I'm used to this type of caliber of beer. So, you know. Is it me? I think it's you.
Is it me?
It's you, dude. Get in there.
Let's see what's going on here.
Grab that question.
Did you know the other guys from the band before?
No. No, the answer is really no.
Yeah.
I met Chris by way of a mutual friend, my friend Dave, who plays guitar in Trash Talk. And Chris, that was our mutual friend, and he was introduced to me, and like I said, a week later he sent me demos, and since then, that's when the band started. Most of the other members, Craig and Chez, they are both...
both not their real names.
I know, but you know, that's just how we do it. They are like hometown friends of Chris's. So that's like the New Jersey unit. And then I grew up in Florida, but have been in Brooklyn for a long time. That's where I met Chris. And now, Michael.
I just fairly recently joined the band, yeah. And was introduced to Chris through a friend of mine who plays drums for Beartooth. And Chris used to play drums for Trash Talk. So they mm-hmm. toured together. And he was in another band before that, Being as an Ocean. And he remembered that Connor was a great drummer, so he called him and said, do you know any drummers that maybe could play drums for Can't Swim? And next thing you know, I get a text from Chris and flew up to New Jersey and started jamming, and everybody was cool, and it just clicked. So, and now we're in Germany.
And now we're here, yeah. And I'm drinking beer,
and it's
and everything is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
And... Yeah, I don't know what else rhymes with that.
Am I drunk right now? What's
Maybe.
Happening to me, dude? I have a problem. Okay, so...
You need to make it through.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can go to see the cathedral.
We're here. Okay. Okay. What is probably the last record that you listen to so often that you can't listen to it at the moment?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I think.
That's a tough one. I don't know that I listen to enough music, which is kind of fucked up. The last record that I played so much.
Oh, okay. Third Eye Blind.
Mm,
the red one, self-titled, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That one I've listened to front to back so many times that right now I'm kind of taking a break from it.
Oh, I see.
Like that.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite records.
Yeah, that's my favorite record.
Like I could still number listen one. To it at number the moment. Like, yeah. I can't really take a break from it.
I never get sick of that one. You know, I hate admitting this. Hate it that I'm gonna say this, but Nirvana's Nevermind.
Okay.
That can happen to me. I've gone through phases where I'm like, I can't hear this anymore. You know, that was also back in the 90s when they, like, songs were so long and they would just, like, repeat parts over and over, and there would be, like, a crazy 16-bar guitar solo, which is sick, but, like, I feel like everyone's attention span today, and mine included, can't really hang for long.
No. You gotta just write short bops.
Yeah, man, yeah. It's all about the slaps.
That's right.
And the booms.
And the baps.
And, yeah, the traps, too.
Beer on taps.
Beer on taps. Tap. Are good.
Slap boom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This the Room.
The Room.
That movie? Is Lisa?
Where is Lisa?
I don't know.
You know? I don't know where
Nobody
she
knows.
Is. Nobody knows where she is, actually. We still haven't found her.
Okay.
Next question. If you're listening to this, Lisa.
Yeah. If you're out there.
Lisa.
We're looking. People are looking for you.
Yeah. Next question. Wearing merch of the playing band to a show is super
sick
cool.
As fuck, yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool. You wear it loud and proud. It's
yeah,
like,
man.
Whatever you support, you should always put it out there. Yeah.
You gotta own it. That's how it is.
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. We're almost done here. We're almost done. There's Spencer.
Got a weird person looking through the window.
Yeah, it's strange. This place, this city here is full of interesting people. a thing you should never forget to take with you on tour.
Okay.
My bartending kit. Very important for me.
He makes some mean drinks.
Dude, I'm an alcoholic. This is incredible. Yeah. This is my life. I bartended for many, many years, and I love it. Thoroughly enjoy it. Would do it as a career any day. So I just travel with my tools, and I can just make cocktails during the show, after the show, in the morning as soon as I wake up. No, just me.
I mean, shit. Yeah. Teach the run, you know what I'm saying?
Let's pick this last question here, dude.
Okay.
I'm ready. We're ready.
This is it.
You're ready.
I don't even know which one is the last. I hope it's a great question.
We get a drum roll.
Yeah, and... Ooh. Upside down. Good start.
Least favorite thing about touring.
Fantastic.
Oh,
that's
great.
A great question.
Fantastic.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to say.
I hate doing iPod interviews. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
what do you call these again?
Podcast.
A podcast, yeah. Clearly, I'm
We're
like
not
75.
Doing a podcast yeah. right now, are we?
Clearly, I'm 75 years old and a drunk. So, what is my least favorite thing?
I would say just, I guess one of the more obvious things is missing everyone back home.
Yeah.
We've been gone a lot in the past year. For sure. Like, it hasn't.
It's true. Yeah, there's no such thing as a home life when you're a touring musician.
No.
You gotta do everything you can to make it feel like you have one. And, yeah. Also, you don't really get a lot of sleep on tour, you know? That kind of sucks. You don't get a lot of good sleep.
But there's so many positive things and pros to it that it all makes it worth
it.
Of
course. Rock out, man.
Yeah.
That's great. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
Great.
Yeah, that's all the questions. Look at that.
Did it.
Dude.
That was awesome.
You know?
That was awesome.
And now it doesn't make any sense that you had to pick it because you picked all of it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Great.
Who cares? We got, you know, we're all about content, you know?
Content.
For sure. Montent.
Respondent. To the content.
Right.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Thank you,
Lisa.
Very much.
thank you for having us.
Who's Lisa?
And I don't know.
Lisa's a main character in The Room.
There's this movie called The Room, and it's just like a cult classic, and it's just known to be
Lisa,
awful.
Why, Lisa?
Yeah. So
you're tearing me apart.
Yeah.
So, have you seen The Room?
No.
Oh man.
You gotta see it if you like bad movies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the worst movie ever made, but it's so bad that it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a whole thing behind it. Very cult classic film.
Lots of quotes you can
lots of
share
quotes,
with friends.
Such as, Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
good stuff. We're crazy, but we're not that crazy.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make up a whole movie that exists with a character named Lisa. That would be really... honestly, I'd
I mean,
feel...
We could probably...
We probably could.
We should do it.
We should do that. Let's just tell people we made up the room.
Okay.
All right. We made up the room.
Sequel, we made up the
it's
room.
Fake.
We heard it here.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich. Geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.